join the soldiers and to Perth I'm going at war, for to join that healing regiment.
Blackwatch, from the National Theatre of Scotland, tells the story of a group of young soldiers, both during their service in Iraq and afterwards. Playwright Gregory Burke based Blackwatch on his interviews with veterans at a pub in Fife, Scotland, where they met to drink and play pool and darts, and to recall for the playwright, reluctantly, their experiences in Iraq.
He knew these guys. They were real people for him. But then he transformed them and their quote-unquote testimony and turned it into art.
Susan Feldman is artistic director of St. Anne's Warehouse in New York, where Blackwatch is now playing.
I think it's got a fantastic immediacy to it. I think it tells the truth. It has a truth to it. It's very, very theatrical. And the fact that theater could achieve so much reality about such a difficult topic as war, I thought was really, really important.
The play, these excerpts are from the original production, uses music and choreographed movement, as well as dialogue, to sketch the history of the Scottish Regiment. At one point, an actor is dressed and undressed like a mannequin in the Blackwatch uniform, as it evolved over several centuries of wars around the world.
And somewhere along the way, George the Third decided he'd deserve to wear a red vulture feather in a hat. The red mantle.
Blackwatch moves from that fabled history of the regiment to the 2004 deaths of three Blackwatch soldiers in a suicide bombing in Iraq. It suggests that Scottish leaders sent the unit to Iraq for political reasons. The soldiers also doubt the purpose of their mission.
You're not really doing the job you're trained for. I mean, it's not like they're a massive threat to you or your country, eh? You're not even defending your country. We're invading their country.
But they also say they never joined out of high ideals anyway. They say they joined to fight, and that they fight for each other.
I fought for my regiment. I fought for my company. I fought for my platoon.
I fought for my section.
I fought for my mates.
Two American veterans of Iraq who spoke at a post-play discussion said that Blackwatch could have been written about their own units. Jason Christopher Hartley and Paul Rykoff are in the New York Army National Guard.
I think the experience is pretty universal. Yes, they might, their vocabulary is different, their accents, they were served in different places. There's kind of more minutia type stuff is different, but the core of it's the same.
There's a very powerful scene where they're at a checkpoint and three of their comrades are killed by a suicide bomber. I remember being on those checkpoints with my soldiers and the gravity of the situation and the flood of emotions and the stress and the anxiety that you feel.
In Blackwatch, the lives and deaths of Iraqis on the other side of the checkpoints are never seen. That disconnect, because of language, fear, and culture, is part of the reality of Iraq for the Scottish soldiers, as it is for the Americans. Blackwatch, directed by John Tiffany, is one of the new National Theatre of Scotland's first plays. It premiered at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe in 2006 to critical acclaim. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.